The most important thing what I am trying to tell you, are certain important things which you have to learn. The first thing what we are trying to tell you is what we call the science in spiritualism. And when we think that we are talking about science, it means that anyone who can understand the theory aspect and also the various steps, anything can do it. Anyone, whether you are doing any sadhana or not, whether you know the language or not, the only thing is you should know the theory aspect of it, and then you should know the laws and the formula. That is enough. And if you can know it in your known language, if you know the language, of course, like you want to know science in India, well, naturally we should know either, or probably it is English, which is very important for us. Something about scientific spiritualism, I think it is the Hindiya, as Parampuja have given it, the science of it, he told in science, of spiritual science, and slowly we are trying to understand it in English also. But once you know it, that what Parampuja Gurudev has done, any one of those you can do it. This is the first thing which I am trying to tell you. That is where the Brahma Vachas is important. And because we have to do not only the physical body, you should know the emotional or the pranamaya kosha, and you know the mental plane, you should know the laws of them. Just as you know the physical world, and you know the physical world and the physical body, then the science is there. If you know the physical laws, well, you can get it. Similarly, if you want about the spiritual one, you should know the laws of not only the physical world and the physical body, but you should know the physical, emotional or pranamaya world, pranamaya kosha also. There are two things what I am trying to tell you understand. The physical world and the physical laws. Similarly, when you want to read the scientific or spiritualism, then you should know not only the physical world, but you should know the pranamaya world and the mental world. And you should know those laws in your pranamaya sharira and mental laws. That is what I am trying to understand you. And that is the meaning of Adya Shakti Yantra. Now, when I am telling all these things, let me recapitulate for a moment. First of all, it is valuable to remember that the study of the symbol exoterically involves the use of the brain and the memory. So you should know the brain and the memory of the yantra, the physical yantra. You should know its line or lines and you show if there are any numbers there. And when you say the numbers, it doesn't mean only the number, but here in this we have three numbers of triangles, and then there are nine, what we should say, petals. Those are the numbers. You know all those things, I don't show it, I go do with the subject. And those who are understanding this should know your yantra. All of you are able to see the yantra yourself? Or should I have to show it? So that's that. And then you should know the forms or symbols of an inner quality. Now in this Rajasakti Brahmavarchas first yantra, the symbols of the physical, emotional and mental levels, and the nine petals are your ego. Three petals, three petals, three petals of the ego. All of you are understanding it? Is it right? So that is what we have already read it. And now come to the second paragraph. The study of symbols conceptually carries you inward from the brain to the mind. So whenever you are studying a yantra, for example, even in physical world, if you want to see the TV diagram, they are all lines and very, very different types of circuits. But when you see it, what do you get? When you see the symbols, you get conceptually, it carries you inward from the brain to the mind into the realm of ideas. For example, we have this yantra. The Om is there. You have an idea into the realm of ideas, I am telling. I am not telling if you are able to understand it or not. I am telling you are going into the realm of ideas. So, when you are seeing this yantra, and from the brain it goes to the mind, the first step is, it is telling about Om. And we know what is Om. It is the fourth dimension, the ego, the jivatma, and all of us have it. All of us have our own ego. And we can also say it is also known our ahankara. And you also know that your ahankara in the physical body exists because of your breathing. The breathe in and breathe out. That is the cause of your jivatma to exist in the physical world. That is the basis. We can sometimes we call it as soham, and sometimes we call it as hamsa, or you can say it as the breathing in and breathing out. Whatever you call it, you know that your existence in life of the Om in the fourth level, the Turiya Sthiti, is linked with your physical body because of breathing in and breathing out. So you can think that you are breathing in and breathing out. The soham or hamsa. I am telling all these things so that you can remember that all these are talking about the same thing. Don't get difficult. Is right? So in the realm of ideas, it is in the ideas. And be very clear, you need not know anything about something physical to live in that. But you have an idea that whenever the breathe in and breathing out, and continue this breathing in and out, well, your Om is there. That's the first step, the Om. And now, the mind also tells something else. Our entire physical body exists because of a thought. Be very clear about it. Your ability that you are having a physical body exists because of a thought in it first, and then it prana. Your pranamaya sharira develops, and then the pranamaya and pranamaya sharira of yours brings the physical body. It is not the physical body giving the pranamaya sharira and the mental sharira. And all these are because of the Om, the ego. So all your physical bodies with your emotional and mental bodies, bahunimi vititani janmani tavacharjuna. If you can know the Om, the Jivatma, as Sri Krishna said about himself, well, all your mental, physical and emotional bodies come and out, go in and out, your birth and death of many, many births. Sri Krishna knows about it because of the ego level. And we also existing, this necessity, this physical, emotional, mental bodies are existing because of your own Om. But because you are not aware of that, you don't know this. But if you can understand this idea in the realm of ideas, that's enough. You can do it. You need not know that you know that your own Om to exist for you, as Krishna had it. But when Krishna says to Arjuna, and he says that I know about all those things, you and me, Arjuna and Krishna, were continuously in many, many births, well, Arjuna accepted. And when he accepts it and does as Sri Krishna says, well, he gets that Simhasana. This is the same thing what we are getting from Param Pujya Gurudev. If you do what I am telling you to do, because I am telling you that we are together from many births, well, if you do what Param Pujya Gurudev says, as Arjuna says, you get your Raja Simhasana. That is the realm of ideas and the fact. And now if you go to something way of understanding the development, see the red sentence. Your own personal reading, mental equipment and knowledge, these are the three things which you have to use. The first is your own personal reading. You should read and read and read. There is no other way to do that. Anyone, if he wants his class and want to get from the exam, he has to read some books. Now, what have to read? Well, the basic and easiest is the 20 KDS. But if you read it as if you are reading for an examination, it is not just reading this line and just throwing out somewhere. When you are reading that for your examination, well, many people, if they really read some questions and know that they are very important, they know it by heart. Do we know about our 20 KDS? Well, And when you read these 20 KDAs, naturally, a mental equilibrium will develop. Means what? Your thoughts will thought come questions when you're reading it. And naturally you will try to find out something for it. Have you read these 20 KDAs? Your mental equilibrium grows and of course you get knowledge. That is what is said, a meaning of reading. You should know it and understand that you have read it and you can use it. That is the meaning of meaning. And of course, it also depends on the richness of the meaning. What? Richness of what? A richness means, the reality of richness in a yantra means, you know how to utilize it correctly when you want it. So you should know how to use your physical body, your emotional body and your mental body. That means you are really rich. So, but that again I tell you about it, the link of asanas and pranayamas. And of course, the Gayatri Japa. Any question in this paragraph? If not, I go to the third paragraph, page 24. Is it S? You put S. Number three. Put number three, I will understand you are going ahead for the third. Okay. Now, in this third paragraph, what I will ask you is, all of you, to read it all of you together in a slow way three times. And whenever there is something, capital word or a change in the language or something underlined, be try to understand it. Read it three times.
I would like to make clear to you that there is no set interpretation of any symbol, and that for each human being, that symbol, whatever it may be, will convey unique meaning. A lack of interest in symbols presupposes usually a lack of interest in the due interpretation of life forms and their meaning. Also, too much academic interest in symbols may presuppose a tortuous and intricate mind which loves design and line and form and numerical relationships, but which misses entirely the significance of meaning. The balancing in the mind of form and concept, of expression and quality, of sign and meaning is vital to the growth of the disciple and the aspirant. I would like to make clear to you that there is no set interpretation of any symbol, and that for each human being, that symbol, whatever it may be, will convey unique meaning. A lack of interest in symbols presupposes usually a lack of interest in the due interpretation of life forms and their meaning. Also, too much academic interest in symbols may presuppose a tortuous and intricate mind which loves design and line and form and numerical relationships, but which misses entirely the significance of meaning. The balancing in the mind of form and concept, of expression and quality, of sign and meaning is vital to the growth of the disciple and the aspirant. I would like to make clear to you that there is no set interpretation of any symbol, and that for each human being, that symbol, whatever it may be, will convey unique meaning. A lack of interest in symbols presupposes usually a lack of interest in the due interpretation of life forms and their meaning. Also, too much academic interest in symbols may presuppose a tortuous and intricate mind which loves design and line and form and numerical relationships, but which misses entirely the significance of meaning. The balancing in the mind of form and concept, of expression and quality, of sign and meaning is vital to the growth of the disciple and the aspirant.
Now, you understand what it means. The first thing is, the first line, bold, capital. The third line, unique. So every yantra and what you are trying to do is unique for each one of you. When you say a symbol or an yantra, I am telling you about your three-in-one bodies. Always remember that. To hell with the physical yantra. You should remember that your three-in-one body is unique. It is as unique as it is. I need not explain anything about it. But suppose you are not trying to read these things. Do you know what does it mean? That only means that there is a lack of interest. That is the thing. If you are reading all these things and you find that it is something difficult for you, especially when I am there for you to explain and help you, it only shows that there is a lack of interest. And well, if there is a lack of interest, well, a lack of interest is the best thing to do when anyone wants to do now. Now you can do it. If you are not interested in the lack of interest, well, leave all this and go to the cricket. That is a torturous and intricate mind. And now the most important thing is when you go too much and you go this and this and this. I know in Benares, Varanasi, when I was there, I read to one house, I saw about 100 books on swimming. Then I said, well, it's very interesting. You read so many varieties of swimming books and this and this. Yes, I'm trying about swimming. When I think all these books and understand all these things, then I will learn swimming. The same thing is that. The easiest way to swim is not a reading book, but just jump into the river. You have your yantra with Om, the three triangles, and nine petals, the ego, will jump into the life. As simple as that. But of course, if you jump like that, well, nothing will happen. You will learn something. Everybody who goes into the river and he wants to learn, then he learns it. But if he knows everything about it, well, it has something else. So, the balancing in the mind of form and concept, that is what you have to know. You have the physical body, what is its concept? You are Pranamay Sharira, what is its concept? You have a mental body, what is its concept? And when you want to understand what I mean by concept, the concept means the real meaning why you want it. What is its concept? Why is it that you want it? Why do you want a physical body? We have no answer. And of course, when you don't know about the physical body's concepts, we know nothing about the pranamaya and the mentabaya koshas. That is where it is very important for us to read the third Gayatri Mahavigyan, the three bodies, the annamaya kosha, the pranamaya kosha, and mental. Manomay Kosha, and I am asking you not to do any sadhanas of it. To hell with all those sadhanas. You know what it means, what is the theory of this, what is the thing for body, what is for the pranamaya kosha, what is for the manamaya kosha. And if you can have a single word for all these things, is the physical body is what you can say a machine which is utilized by mind using the petrol of prana. Simple three words. The mind using the petrol of pranamaya sharira uses the car of the mind, physical body. As simple as that. That is the concept. So if you got it, I'm going to the next paragraph. Ready? Those who want ready for the fourth para, put four. Number four. Right. Now, you have to read it again. And wherever I have given some change in style or a type of writing, it becomes very, very important for you to think about it. So instead of three times, read it four times. Ready now.
The great need for most students is to arrive at meaning and to work with ideas and concepts. This activity will necessitate the use of the mind to understand, to grasp and to interpret. It requires the development of that mental sensitivity which will enable its possessor to respond to the vibrations of what we call the universal mind, the mind of God, the instigator of the plan. It presupposes a certain ability to interpret and the power to express the idea underlying the symbol so that others may share it with you. This thought of service and of growth in usefulness must be steadily borne in mind. The great need for most students is to arrive at meaning and to work with ideas and concepts. This activity will necessitate the use of the mind to understand, to grasp and to interpret. It requires the development of that mental sensitivity which will enable its possessor to respond to the vibrations of what we call the universal mind, the mind of God, the instigator of the plan. It presupposes a certain ability to interpret and the power to express the idea underlying the symbol so that others may share it with you. This thought of service and of growth in usefulness must be steadily borne in mind. The great need for most students is to arrive at meaning and to work with ideas and concepts. This activity will necessitate the use of the mind to understand, to grasp and to interpret. It requires the development of that mental sensitivity which will enable its possessor to respond to the vibrations of what we call the universal mind, the mind of God, the instigator of the plan. It presupposes a certain ability to interpret and the power to express the idea underlying the symbol so that others may share it with you. This thought of service and of growth in usefulness must be steadily borne in mind.
Now, when we read this paragraph, read the first paragraph of Going Rich, the paragraph I have given on the greenish one from page 76 of The Science of Getting Rich. All of you read it. Very slowly you read it two times.
Mamakam into full harmony with the formless substance by entertaining a lively and sincere gratitude for the blessings it bestows upon him. Gratitude unifies the mind of man with the intelligence of substance, so that man's thoughts are received by the formless. Man can remain upon the creative plane only by uniting himself with the formless intelligence through a deep and continuous feeling of gratitude.
Once more.
Man may come into full harmony with the formless substance by entertaining a lively and a sincere gratitude for the blessings it bestows upon him. Gratitude unifies the mind of man with the intelligence of substance, so that man's thoughts are received by the formless. Man can remain upon the creative plane only by uniting himself with the formless intelligence through a deep and continuous feeling of gratitude. Okay?
Now you have read these, all of you? And now, come back to what we were reading, that paragraph. The great need. All of you read it, all of you?
The great need of the most students is to arrive at meaning and to work with the ideas and concepts. This activity will necessitate the use of the mind to understand, to grasp, and to interpret. It requires the development of the mental sensitivity, which will enable it necessary to respond to the vibrations of what we call the universal mind, the mind of God, the investigator of the plan. It presupposes a certain ability to interpret and the power to express the idea underlying the symbol so that others may share it with you. This thought of service and of growth in usefulness must be steadily borne in mind.
Underlined again, read it.
This thought of service and of growth in the usefulness must be steadily borne in mind.
Do you think what I have said about the science of getting rich and this is one and the same? Literally it is selling the same thing? Those who have understood it, say yes, yes. Okay, I will explain, don't worry. Those who have said no, sir, what I am telling is, you try to understand that what we have read in the, what we say, the great need of most student, that is that? I don't want this, I want that. You see this? You see those two paragraphs with you, all of you. The science of getting rich says that man may come into full harmony with the formless substance by entertaining a lively and sincere gratitude for the blessings it bestows upon him. Okay? See the underlying lines in for us. This thought of service and of growth in usefulness. Are you reading that word? What I have told you? Are you seeing it is the same thing? The underlying sense. Now who has said no, I want him to ask me. If not, I will explain it. Don't think I am here to just tell something and go ahead. If one single man says I couldn't understand, I am here to explain it. But I think what I have said is one and the same, or it is not. I am an answer. Yesterday you had said that Gayatri Mantra help increase sensitivity, yes, no doubt. Would it help even here? Yes, no doubt about it, no doubt about it. when you do Gayatri Mantra, you will certainly understand what we are trying to tell me. But don't worry to do all these things. I am here to explain that. These two paragraphs are the basis of everything. That's why I am waiting. Now, I will go back to the richness paragraph. I will explain it to all of you. Man may come into full harmony with the formless substance of entertaining a lively and sincere gratitude for the blessings it bestows upon him. See again, man may come into full harmony. When harmony, you can say the meaning means samatvam yoga uchyate. That is the definition of harmony. All of you are understanding this point? The word harmony here that is written there, man may come into full harmony, samatvam yoga uchyate, with whom? With the formless substance, by entertaining a lively and sincere gratitude for the blessings it bestows upon him. And now, you see these words, sincere gratitude for the blessings it bestows upon him. Sincere gratitude for the blessings it bestows upon him. About what? The sincere gratitude for the blessings it bestows is from the formless substance. Is it right, all of you, what I am trying to tell you? We have a sincere gratitude, kritajñata, and of course blessings, but whom? From the formless substance. All of you are trying to understand the sentence. And do you know what Parampujya Siddhi Sai used to say? He used to say two things, that is enough. Shraddha Shabiri. You heard about it? That is what it means, the gratitude and blessings. Shraddha Saburi. For what? For that formless substance, your Jivatma. For you it is something formless. And when Krishna wanted that formless substance to show him, do you know what happened to him? He said, I am fearing. I can't bear it to see it. So those people who think about their meditations, about God and this and that, if you cannot see your own ego, Jivatma, when Arjuna has been seated to Krishna, what will happen if you see it? So you don't try to see it. That is what he said. Don't worry about what the formless substance here utilized is what we say, harmony means samatvam yoga uchyate. Man may come into full harmony with the formless substance, by entertaining a lively and sincere gratitude for the blessings it bestows upon him. Don't you think that our physical body, the emotional body and the mental body and all of these things, our breathing, these are blessings? They have not asked for these things. The maximum thing, if you can really do it, is you can give a gratitude. For what? For the Atma, the Jivatma, the formless substance. Those who are not understanding this sentence, put now, N-O-W, now. Now, why I told you to say this as now? Because when you understand the formless substance, it is beyond time, it is an eternal now. Whatever it is, don't worry about it. That is another way of this formless substance is said as the eternal now. This sentence, all of you got it? Now we go to the other one. Gratitude unified the mind of man with the intelligence of substance, the capital S. Gratitude unifies the mind of man with the intelligence of substance, so that man's thoughts are received by the formless. Now, try to understand these things. Asta Siddhi Navanidhike Data. You know this, what I was trying you? We have started this class with that. I am not able to tell the entire. Asta Siddhi Navanidhike Data Asavar Deen Janaki Mata. In Param Puja Gurudev's Gayatri 40 says, अष्ट सिद्धि नव निधि के दाता सब समर्थ गायत्री माता. So all these अष्ट सिद्धि and नव निधि, you can get it. The gratitude, if you have the gratitude, unified the mind of man with the intelligence of substance, so that man's thoughts are received by the formless. The last 1, 2, 3, 4 words in the sentence, received by the formless. Then what you can do, that's all. It can give you the data. It is giving you. It wants to give it. That's all. The gratitude, Krutagyata, unifies the mind of man, means our mind, our physical mind. Am I ready what I am telling you? What you have to do is just behave the Krutagyata, gratitude, with the intelligence of substance. And the intelligence of substance, these three words, can you say the three words of Gayatri Mantra? You can say that intelligence of substance is Gayatri Mantra. You are getting gratitude, unifies the mind of man with the intelligence of substance, that is Savita. Intelligence of substance means Savita. Then what can you do? So that man's thoughts are received by the formless. That is what you have to do. When you are doing this, what you are trying to do, when you are doing this Gayatri Mantra or this and this, what can you do? You have a thought. Be very, very careful. What I am telling you is almost giving you the basis of all the magics of magics. Asta Siddhi Navanidhi Ke Data. Your mind. We have our mind. Then what should you do? You should have Krutagnya to the formless, to Savita if you want to say it, or if you say it as the intelligence of substance, and you can call it as the formless substance, whatever name it is called, have Krutagnya for it. Can you have it? Krutagnya? Do you know what Krutajna actually means? Kruta plus Gya. Kruta plus Gya. If someone can write it, you can write it there. I'm waiting. All of you got it? Kruta, Gyata, all of you? Kruta, Gya. What does it mean? What do you mean by that word Krutajna? Anyone? Krutajna means knowing what you do. Who does know it? Well, the formless substance. It knows what to do. Then what can you do? You wait. You wait. Are you understanding that? This substance, I will stop it because it is going, I think, beyond my head. I don't know about your heads. Is it right? But because I have to sentence, I will tell you. So that man's thoughts are received by the formless. So instead of you thinking what you do, you allow the formless thought. If you can say your ego, if you can say it, then what can you do? Man can remain upon the creative plane only by uniting himself with the formless intelligence through a deep and continuous feeling of gratitude. If you can do it, well, you will get whatever you want. All of you have read that? But there is about 60 pages more for me to tell about this book so that you can really use it. But those who have already understood it, you can use it in his own way. Is it right, all of you? So you have to remember this. And you can say that all these lines are nothing but to learn the samadhi sthiti. And that is again the same thing in yoga as what are those three things? Before dhyana, what is it? Dharana, dhyana, samadhi. That is also the same thing. If you, by using dharana, dhyana and samadhi also, you are getting the same thing. What is being told about the formless substance. And you can also know the four sanyamana of Parampuja Gurudev, who said in, what we say, the fourth sutra of yoga. After the Samadhi Sutra, he said, Sanyama, I remember what it is. So all these things tomorrow you will read. Jai Gurudev. Jai Gurudev.